Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 3, 13 to 70. I want to talk about the sacrament of baptism. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" And Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. And after his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Well, as I said, it was one of those weeks, am I doing this, am I doing that? It was kind of all up in the air, depending on how many people got baptized or are going to get baptized. And so been rather interesting in preparing a message. And so I definitely shortened this message. And I was going to talk about communion, why we do communion. And I think we're just going to stick with why we do baptism. Now, when you hear that word sacrament, it's really all it means is it's a solemn ceremony of sacred significance and something that is commanded by Christ. And the two that we stress here in our church are water baptism and the Lord's Supper, or as many of us call it here in this church, communion. But this morning, I just want to share with you about water baptism and kind of talk about some of the things of why we do water baptism and why we do it the way that we do. It is something that is very common, of course, in Christianity. And we value baptism because it's something that was commanded by Christ and something that was exemplified by Christ himself. And in the scriptures and throughout history, we see that it is a very common practice for Christians to be water baptized. So Matthew 28:19 says, Jesus says these words to us. He says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit." And so we have a commission to go out there to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also a commission to baptize people for their decision to follow Jesus Christ. And really, the most important calling that we all have is to reach others for Jesus Christ, is to tell others about our faith, to reach others that they might have faith in Jesus Christ. And once they have that faith in Jesus Christ, to come to that place where they make a public profession and get water baptized to show that this is a decision that they have made, to telling each and every one of us that I today am following Jesus Christ. And he's my Lord, he's my Savior, he's my God. And that's what they're quickly, in a nutshell, are proclaiming. Now, if you haven't come to that place of faith in Jesus Christ, if you haven't come to that place where you call him your Lord or call him your Savior, if you haven't come to that place where you've asked Jesus to come into your life and repented of your sins, then, you know, you probably should wait to be baptized. But if you've done those things, then really there's nothing stopping you that you should be water baptized. Now, baptism is to symbolize that you have made that decision to not just to believe in Jesus, but to follow Jesus and his ways. See, there's a lot of people out there today that say, "Well, I believe in Jesus." Well, there's more to belief than just saying those words, "I believe." There needs to be a change of heart. There needs to be a change in one's way to prove that, yes, I do really believe in Jesus Christ. The Bible said even the demons believe in Jesus, and we all know that the demons are not going to heaven. And so belief in that context is not enough. Belief incorporates a lot of other things where we ask Christ to come into our lives and that it actually changes our ways. Another problem that sometimes people think about, not really a problem, but sometimes what people think about is that if I get baptized, that's my ticket into heaven. Well, your ticket to heaven is not based on your baptism. Your ticket to heaven is based on your faith in Jesus Christ. That's what's important about your faith in Jesus Christ. So your ticket to heaven is when you come to that place where you welcome Christ to come into your life, you profess your belief in him, you repent of your sins, and you declare him as your Savior, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes we just get the part about belief and we miss the part about Lord. Lord is making him Lord of your life. And that's something that's very important for us as well. So in baptism, one is testifying of that acceptance and that desire to make Jesus Lord of their life. And so water baptism kind of starts out as a testimony of your confession of faith. It also goes on that it's an act of obedience as well, because you're doing what Jesus has told us to do. Back to the Great Commission, go into all the world, baptizing those who believe in Jesus. And so you're following through with obedience to what the Lord is telling us to do. We're doing what our Lord and Savior has done, but we're also doing something that our Heavenly Father requires of us as well. Matthew 3:15, Jesus said, it should be done, baptism should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. And so John agreed to baptize Jesus. And so we need to carry out what God requires of us. Or some translations say, to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, it is the right thing to do. It is an act of obedience to get water baptized, showing that you've come to a place of faith in Jesus Christ. It's fulfilling what God has called us to do. And if you call yourself a believer, if you consider yourself a follower of Jesus, it's rather important that we follow what Jesus did. And what did Jesus do? Jesus got baptized. And if Jesus got baptized, certainly it shows for us that we definitely need to be baptized as well. So it shouldn't be an optional consideration. A lot of Christians consider baptism kind of an optional consideration that, I don't know if I really want to or need to. Well, the Bible says we should. And so it is an act of obedience. There's also a lot of symbolism that is in baptism as well. Not only is it showing that you've decided to follow Jesus Christ, that's the big one, but it also tells us that we're identifying with the death and resurrection of Christ. Because we're making a decision to bury the old life of sin and now choosing to follow the ways of God. And so as you go down into those waters, it's like, you know what? This is my past, folks. Everything that you know about me, all the bad things that you know about me, I'm burying them in that water. And when I come up, I'm coming up like a new person with a new heart, a new desire, that I am from this day forward going to follow Jesus Christ. Romans 6 talks about that a little bit. Verses 3 and 4 says, have you forgotten that when you were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. And so again, as you're going down in the waters, you're remembering the death of Christ, sins, all that, you're burying that. You're leaving it behind, and you're rising up, like in the resurrection, to a whole new life. And so a lot of symbolism there that's in baptism that we sometimes forget. So baptism, you're showing that you're taking your faith in Christ seriously. You're wanting to put the old ways behind you. You're wanting to put them to death. You're wanting to crucify them, you want to bury them, and you're rising up to a whole new way of living, being a changed person, a new person that has decided to follow Jesus Christ. So it's something should be taken seriously, and it's certainly testifying that, I'm now a believer, and I'm choosing to follow Jesus, and I'm leaving my old ways behind. Now, some of you might be here today, and you've been a Christian for a long time, but you've never been baptized. And I want to encourage you that, we got extra towels here. And if you want to get baptized today, it might be a good day to do that. So, because we probably won't have it back up again until sometime in the new year. But anyway, another aspect of baptism is a practice of immersion. And we practice immersion here in this church. Some other churches practice it differently. Again, we want to follow what we see exemplified in the Bible and what we see exemplified in what Jesus did. And as we look to John the Baptist, as we look to what Jesus did, we see that they went down into the waters. They definitely got wet, and they come up out of the water. So they it was a very normal practice to be immersed in water to signify faith. And even some of the Jewish people would do that as well. And if you read the scriptures, you'll find that people got baptized in rivers. Jordan River is the famous one that is mentioned often. But other times they just saw a body of water somewheres, and wherever they could find some water, that's where they got baptized. And also, if you visit Israel, you'll see many pools that they have. And some of those were associated with cleansing, where people go in and to be cleansed. And so very real thing that you would see if you went there. So we see Jesus, he's going to the river where John the Baptist was baptizing people. And we see that Jesus goes down into the waters and comes up out of the waters. You read a little bit further in Acts chapter 8, you see the Ethiopian eunuch. He goes down into the water, comes up out of the water. And so we do see in Scripture that people were immersed in the water when they got baptized. Another common thing would just simply that it's very historical that Christians also did that. And as people were baptized, there's another little thing that sometimes we don't notice too much about, but is also part of baptism, is the practice to use the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, you will find some people that would like to baptize in the name of Jesus, and that's fine if as long as that you're being baptized, that showing that you are desiring to follow Jesus Christ. But where people use that one, it really was mentioned more because of the distinction of which baptism a person was being baptized into, because some were still looking to John the Baptist, a baptism of repentance, which baptism is also that as well, that you're showing that you repented of your sins. But John's baptism was looking forward to a Messiah coming. And now that Jesus has come, the baptism is about him. And that's kind of the background of why some use that, the name of Jesus, instead of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And why do we do that? Well, we do it because it's a command. The Bible tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Who said those words? Jesus said those words. So when you study doctrine, when Jesus says something, you pay attention to what Jesus said. His words always take precedence. So something to remember when we come to do the baptisms. As well, when we think of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, as you read the story of Jesus being baptized, again, you will see Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are being introduced to you there. Matthew 3, 16 to 17 says, after his baptism, as Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy. And again, first references of baptism of Jesus, we see the Father, we see the Son, and we see the Holy Spirit. And so again, just some reasons why we do it the way that we do. As we come to baptism, it's always good to be informed about baptism. Be informed about what you're doing, why you're doing it. And sometimes, you know, we just do it because other people do it. You want to do it because you really want to show other people that I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. And you know, that's the most important part about this baptism, is that we are showing people that we have decided to follow Jesus Christ. Another area of baptism that sometimes gets people confused is When a person is baptized, does that mean now they belong to a certain church or a certain denomination? And no, we don't go along with that. When you get baptized, you're showing you believe in Jesus. You're not showing that I believe in this church or I believe in this denomination. No, you're showing that you believe in Jesus. And so when a person is being baptized here, they're not saying, I am now a person of Bethel. I am now. No, you're saying, no, I'm a follower of Jesus. And that's something that's important to us as well, because sometimes people think that as well. And so this morning, we're going to be calling these kids back here in a few moments. I just want you to think about water baptism. And some of you, I know, well, do you guys re-baptize people? And yes, we will. If you've been baptized and you fell away from the Lord and you weren't serving the Lord and you have a desire that now that you're older, that it means so much more to you and you'd like to be baptized, then we do re-baptize you. But we don't tell people that if you aren't baptized this way, then you're not really baptized. So we're not going to do those kinds of things. But if you're here today and you're wanting to be baptized and you've never been baptized and you've listened to what I said, and if you're in agreement to those things, we'd be very happy to include you in and get you all wet. We do have some towels that you can sit on as you drive home.